Hi, Drew. I just felt compelled to call you. With the woman who was crying, I think it was a commercial. She found out her other half was not faithful to her.
Yeah.
And I just want
Right.
to let people know that you can get through this. It had happened to me in my marriage many years ago. My children were small, but my husband and I, we did go to church and we were faithful to our religion, and we got through it. We went to church, and I swear every time we went to church, it was like the priest was talking to us about healing our
Beautiful.
marriage and just,
Beautiful.
pushing through and loving each other through and forgiving each other. It didn't happen overnight, I can tell you that. But it was an amazing process, and the strangest things happened to us. We would be out to dinner with friends, and we would run into someone who would say to us, "You're such a beautiful couple." We didn't even know that person. And then one time we were at this dinner, I think it was like at the VFW hall with a bunch of friends. This woman sat down next to us, and all she did all night was tell us how wonderful her marriage was and how her husband had passed away and he was her whole life. And at the end of the night, we said, "Well, who was this woman? She wasn't with anybody. Nobody knew who she was."
Wow.
I mean, things like that happen to us all the time. And this happened about
Isn't that
11 years
beautiful?
ago to both of us.
Yeah.
And I have to say, you have to pray. Prayer is so powerful that you can't give up if you truly love each other, and you have to remember why you got married in the first place.
Hey, Donna, let me ask you a quick question here. And, Doctor, maybe you can follow up on that as well. But so your spouse was not faithful, and yet you forgave that
Yes.
person, right?
Yes.
And since when your marriage healed, I would only think that he probably appreciates you all the more, loves you all the deeper because you showed mercy and really were able to forgive what is really a deep soul wound. I mean, I would think if I was on the receiving end of that,
Absolutely.
I would want to be the most faithful, loving, reciprocal spouse I possibly could because of the kindness and mercy you showed me.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you have to,
And
because I felt like I was standing on a precipice when that happened, and I
wow.
didn't know what to do. And I just prayed a lot. I just prayed a lot. I just can't even tell you how much I prayed, and it we plowed through.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Doctor?
And Donna, let me ask you this. The most common cause of marital infidelity we see in men is, I mentioned it earlier, that on the break, what we heard on the break, is a weakness in male confidence that the husband was not affirmed enough by his father. The wife's love helps him greatly, but it's not enough to heal his father wound. Did your husband have a positive father relationship?
Oh, yeah, we both did. I mean, I just think we just got
Well,
to a
so it's
point in
not
our
clear where it
marriage
came from.
where we kind of, no, I don't think so. His father was wonderful. If anybody had issues with their dad, it
Okay.
was me, but I forgave him too, and that was all healed over. But I think it was just, we just got to a point in our marriage where we were kind of going our separate ways. Our kids were still
You drifted
little. I
apart.
just had started working full time again. I don't. We don't really know,
Right.
but we went. We're past it, and it's
Good for
well. We
you.
have an incredible marriage. Our kids are
That's
amazing,
great.
and we're very
That's
blessed.
wonderful.
So I just wanted that. I had to call to tell people don't give up, because at the end of it, if it does, it's even better
Yeah.
than what it was before.
That's beautiful. Donna,
Yeah.
thank you.
Don't give up. But also this, don't drift apart. When couples go in for divorce, one of the most common causes they list is we were drifting apart. Don't drift apart. Be close to each other. Be in the same room at night. Talk to each other. Take care of romantic love. Take care of the friendship. And the couples won't drift apart.